A new megachurch is on the cusp of going up in the valley, and its pastor, Mark Driscoll, left his Mars Hill Church in Seattle in 2014 following a long list of controversies, including allegations of plagiarism and misogyny. Seattle Times reporter Nina Shapiro has been covering Driscoll and joins me now. Nina, there were also financial-related accusations, but what really stood out?
What he was really known for, just by people at large in Seattle, were these very provocative and many would consider outrageous statements about women and gender relations. So he had a very old-fashioned macho view of the world. He often talked about the U.S. as being a feminized nation, except he used a much cruder term. He once said that women were created in order to satisfy men's sexual urges, but again, used much cruder terms. He really had a view of the world that was offensive to many people in Seattle, but also appealed to certain elements in Seattle.
And as the issues piled up, he started to shun church members, right?
When you talk to people now, what's really striking is how that trauma still resonates. And they talk about it as abuse, as a kind of spiritual abuse. And you just feel the pain that still exists for these people. And so in Seattle, there's a feeling that Mark Driscoll never reconciled and owned up to the trauma that he left in his wake. And it's kind of incomprehensible for a lot of people here to understand how he can just move to Phoenix, start all over as if nothing happened.
Is there any indication of any kind that he has been humbled? Does he feel like the accusations against him were false? There are people who leave positions and then they'll say, well, it was just sort of time for me to go without ever admitting fault. Is he someone like that?
Well, he has said some things that indicate that he has become more humble, and as he's gone around soliciting support from other megachurch pastors around the country, he has conveyed that, and he's talked about healing up and made some signs that he has learned from his mistakes or is in the process of trying to learn from his mistakes. But what people here really see is that he hasn't really owned up to what has happened. And often when he has spoken about that experience, he's talked about it in terms of the harm that was caused to him and his family and how traumatic it was for him to have to move and everything that happened in those terms. But he hasn't, aside from some passing mentions to healing and that kind of thing, he hasn't really reckoned publicly or even privately with what's happened. He doesn't even mention Mars Hill. It's like it never happened. So, you know, far from kind of acknowledging what happened and the lessons learned, he just is moving on without talking about it.
Is there anyone who is feeling like they want, I know it's only been a few days since we know about Driscoll coming to Phoenix, but is there an impression that they might want to say, hey, this guy did wrong and you and Phoenix should know about this? Or is it almost like we were hurt and now I just sort of want to go inside now as opposed to fighting him?
I think they would like people to know about it. I really do. I mean, there was a movement as he started picking up steam and was back in the public arena. There were people who were trying to organize and, you know, stop him, really. You know, I've heard some rumblings about people trying to get in touch with pastors in Phoenix. I don't know where that is right now. It is surprising to me, frankly, that he has been able to get so much support from pastors in Phoenix as well as around the country.
That's Seattle Times reporter Nina Shapiro. We've been talking about Pastor Mark Driscoll, who's planning to start the Trinity Church in Phoenix later this year.